Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, so you are having a lovely beach day. You're soaking up the sun. You're having a lovely time. And you get to talking with a lifeguard. And you guys are talking. It's like the minutes flow by. It's just like the chemistry is huge. You're enjoying it. He's got a really good tan, as you would. And then he's like, I want to make you dinner. Like, come over. Like, let's hang out. I'm like, oh, yeah, totally. And then you kind of ask him more questions like, oh, where do you live? Like, you know, whatever. And he's like, oh, my family lives in San Pedro, but I live in my van, so I can live anywhere.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Kelly.
You're trying to look. Don't find excuses to not fall in love, Mogi. Live that van life. Be free as a bird.
Oh my god! It just brings up so many questions. Right?
Yeah. Also, like, so here's
it's
the
not
thing.
He didn't say RV.
Mm. And no. I did. He said van.
Yes, I did. This boy did not ask me out, but I did meet a lifeguard who this was his story on Friday.
Girl, what?
But he didn't first say, like, I'll make you dinner. I added that.
Okay.
For flavor. So that would have been weirder. That is weirder.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Like, he's going to cook it on his hot plate.
Exactly.
In the back,
like, no,
of his van.
It was not that, but we were chatting.
I mean, maybe he's got a grill.
Because lifeguards have nothing to do but chat with you.
Right. They don't have to watch anything.
Well, like, it was like the end of his shift. The beach was not very busy. So he just came over and was hanging out. So, but anyway.
Okay.
If you're scared, he lives in his van.
And he is for sure a lifeguard. Or was he just wearing red shorts?
Well, he had one of those, like, Baywatch, like, floaty.
Yeah, the little
thing.
Floaty,
yeah,
thing.
He has keys to the little house. He, okay, like, hangs out in that little house.
Oh, why doesn't he live there? In that house? Thank you, Colin.
Because it's a 24-hour beach. So someone is always working.
Even in the middle of the night?
I know. It's crazy. I didn't know this about some LA beaches. This is what a thing,
are
apparently.
24-hour beaches?
24-hour guarded 24
hours. Oh.
So I don't think you're supposed to swim all night, but, like, I guess with vagrants and stuff.
How
apparently
spooky.
Like Venice, and then this one that I was at Marina. Apparently there is a guard on duty 24 hours a day.
Well, he should just get a job, like another job as a lifeguard under an assumed name, so we can work like that second shift and then the third shift, so we can just stay there the whole time.
That's
stay what? In the house.
But he has to sleep. He's not a robot lifeguard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and no, then he's not getting any of the
his
benefits, like overtime or like 6 day pay. Or
yeah,
anything.
No.
Oh, yeah, no. That's
if
true.
He's doing filling out two
but
time
cards,
he's
got cards, a place to live.
Well, he's got a van to live.
He's got a van to live, and he lives in the van until summer ends. And apparently, summer is different lengths at different years. Which, okay, I also didn't know.
Like on Game of Thrones.
Like, they'll lay off lifeguards at different times of the year depending on how hot it is.
Gotcha.
So okay. He's like, when my summer ends, then he goes and he moves abroad. He's a surfer. Then he goes and moves somewhere. So he's okay. Going to go to Nicaragua.
Right.
Sure. So you're not really, like, you're just a stop on this guy's journey of whatever.
I'd say how clean is the van, and if it's up to snuff, you just get down to it because you're not going to see this guy again. Yeah, go to the van. Why not?
I think the van have windows? And say, let's meet at a bar.
Okay.
I don't know that I want to hang out in this van that you live in. When you don't really know each other, it's going to smell like boy. Like,
isn't it
not going to be fresh?
Isn't it kind of like sexier to do it in the little house?
Yes.
At night?
Yeah.
During one of his night shifts?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, moonlight, that's definitely way sexier.
Osh.
Yeah, so I'm not going back to his van.
Nah, do it like...
Although
like,
if like every 10 minutes he has to be like, I'm sorry, I got to scare some vagrants away from the water.
10
minutes? That's going
to
break.
Vagrants love to get in
the water. They love to get in the water.
Nothing like... When you own literally one pair of clothes, nothing like getting in the ocean in the middle of the night.
Honestly, how is she going to fresh it?
I got these vagrants away from the water.
I mean, that's true. Every this is minutes. An at-work hookup, so... Right.
Yeah. He's got shit to do.
Okay, well...
Maybe, do you invite a friend to be a secondary lookout?
Oh, I thought you were going to say to be an additional lover.
I think...
do you, Kimberly?
Kind of like that's kind of a fun, like, buddy system. A spin on that. It's like, look, I don't want to have sex with a stranger in his van because it feels unsafe. Here's my friend. We're both going to have sex with you in this van. So that way, we know where each other are.
Right, and probably you can't kill us both at one time.
Probably not.
One of you's going to escape.
It might be you.
Hey, there's a chance.
I think knowing that he like goes and lives like all over the world.
Yeah, he's a nomad.
Then that's a little different. Nomad?
Nomad.
That's a little different to me than like,
nomadic.
Like a guy that's like, I stay at the beach all the time and like I only work during the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I only work during the summer, but then like I just live in my van and do nothing.
He's not a beach bum. He's a surfer who got a job as a lifeguard so that he could.
I mean, he's still a beach bum. He's like a worldly beach
bum. He's a worldly beach bum, but he's not like a, I would call him a, he's not like a, like he's doing the thing. Yeah. Or he could have been all, it could have been all lies. He could just live in a van.
Yeah, great. But I think no matter
he
what.
He didn't like show me pictures of his different travels.
Well, he lost his phone, I'm sure. Mm. Sounds like someone who's always lost his phone.
Actually, I met him on a really rough day because it was the
for
marina.
For him or for you?
For him.
Oh,
and
no.
There are poles like marking different things in the marina, I guess. And some woman had like grabbed onto one and was like hanging from it and just broke it. While he was on duty.
Why did she do that?
Because, I don't know. She thought it would be fun to climb or something. And so she broke it. So he had to like bring it in. But he had nothing like to mark why there was like a broken pole sticking halfway up the water.
Oh,
and
God.
You can't just like leave that in the water because someone hurt themselves. But he also couldn't pull it the rest of the way out. So he was like, we watched him for quite a while, like bringing different things out of his little hut to the water, trying to like create some buoy boundaries or something. So he was having a tough time and he's like, I gotta go tell my boss why I didn't stop her from climbing. And I'm like,
that sucks.
I think you were on the right track though with this, is that like you've got to treat it like you would treat any other kind of date where you're like, no, of course I'm not going to where you live for our first date.
Yes.
Oh shit, speak for yourself.
We go
first date
you go where they live.
I don't know.
Or they go to where you live.
I
think it depends on how much you know them before a first date. But if you've only had one conversation and you don't know anything, you have no reference point for them. Kelly, how are you still alive?
I honestly don't know because like I have done things that are pretty dangerous and like in retrospect, I was like, oh dang, like well, what's the other option? You like let's say chemistry's on point. You're like, I mean, everyone speak for them, you know, yourself.
Are you talking about a one-night stand?
I'm talking about, like, you don't know if it's going to be a one-night stand, but you know that, like, you're going to have sex with this person. Even though it's a first date, you barely know them, but the chemistry's on fire. Let's just say, for some reason, that part is true.
Yeah.
Where do you go? Do you say, like, hotel? Do you, like, what do you do?
I think...
What's safer, to invite a stranger into your home
or
to go
to their home? But if their home is a van...
That's it's different.
Portable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that, portable. They could drive that's away scary. With you. There's no bathroom.
Yeah, you can't like oh, tell someone where
no.
you're going.
Phone?
Fuck no. I mean, I'm not
phone, but
fucking at
no.
a place with a stranger where there's no bathroom.
What
right?
if they? What if they park it by the 24-hour Burger King?
Fuck you.
Also, that's just where it's parked. It can drive.
Sure, but I'm just saying for the bathroom part.
And he
the
take
kidnapping.
You to,
I
he
have
can
no
take
answer
you to
for.
A place that doesn't have a bathroom.
I think that's where
that's how he really punishes you.
I think that's where Lifeguard Hut.
Yeah, Lifeguard Hut is good, I think.
Back to my office.
Yes, office.
Yeah, just Lifeguard
place
Hut.
Place of work.
I mean, honestly.
Place of work is better than a van.
The more we talk about Lifeguard Hut, the more I'm like, yes, that is a, like
Lifeguard
a legit.
Is great.
That's one.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
It, do
he may
it,
have had a woman
it.
In that Lifeguard Hut. That might be why he missed the pole breaking.
Oh.
I wasn't clocking who came in and out of that hut.
Interesting.
And if you want to, not like seem. You don't want to seem like rude or like insulting to his van lifestyle. You can always like pose it as like, God, wouldn't it be sexy if we like went back to the Lifeguard Hut instead?
Why do girls always want to do that?
It's because like, you live in a van.
Because they're afraid you're a serial killer. That's why.
Oh, God. Whew. Speaking of killers.
Yeah.
Wait, why are we doing this episode this week?
Okay, there's two things coming out today.
Two things.
Predator. Uh-huh. The Predator. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Because
the Shane Black
yes.
directed, written film. Yes.
And
Lizzie.
Lizzie, which is the Lizzie Borden movie.
Starring Chloe Sevigny and Kristen Stewart.
I'm so glad you said that her name because I never know how to say her last name.
It is tough.
Stewart?
Stewart?
Shane Black?
Oh my God, I love Shane Black so much. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And so I'm interested to see both of these movies.
There hasn't
very different.
There hasn't been a good Predator movie since the first one.
I mean, did I like any of the other ones?
No. Do I even like the first one?
Oh, the first one's cool.
The first one's cool, but
it's cool if you don't know anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't. Sorry.
If you haven't been like exposed to all the pieces of it in other pop
Predator,
culture.
You just start watching it. I think even the 20...
I thought you were literally calling me a big dummy.
No. Or like when the Adrian Brody one came out.
Predators.
Again, if you knew nothing, that's a good like horror movie, right? People
Sure,
in the jungle and then getting picked off by a crazy... Like that's really interesting. But when you know what's coming, is the quality of the...
Know what they look like. You know like all the lore surrounding it. And then it's kind of like, okay, well then it just becomes how good can the thing that we already know about be executed?
Are you going to come up with some wackier deaths, which isn't always a formula for good horror sequels? And
I feel like Predator is more interesting in concept always than it is in execution.
Yes.
I would say save for the first one.
Save for possibly the first
one.
Maybe I'll rewatch
the first one. That had such a weird like 80s, 90s border vibe, which is like an interesting time in cinema.
Yes.
It's like, what are you?
Yeah.
This one has predator dogs.
What?
Yeah. So
weren't there predator dogs and predators? There was some sort of
I never
of,
saw
like,
predators.
That's
I saw it.
Brody
I saw it while putting together this entertainment center that my TV is sitting on.
Oh wow! I can tell the vibe.
Yeah.
Every time
Adrian
I see those,
that's why it's
Disney
splattered with blood.
Annual pass holder bumper stickers.
Yeah.
That say AP. I 100% think it's Alien versus Predators. Like, are there that many people who are? Because it also has like a little. It has a Mickey. If you know it's a Mickey, but if you don't know what it is, you're just like.
It seems like maybe a V.
It looks like a little V. Yeah. So it looks
like Alien
AVP.
Versus
Predator. And I was like, why is everyone into Alien versus Predator? And then I eventually, it's an annual pass holder. But that's also, those are also very different kinds of, especially if you go Alien versus Predators or Predator.
Uh-huh.
Those are very different movies with very different vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the fact that those two things ever became the center of a Venn diagram is crazy to me.
It is crazy because Alien is so... hard sci-fi thriller.
At least in the first three.
One. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even in the first three, they're pretty hard in their sci-fi.
And then Predator is like action.
Yep.
Yeah.
Action, aliens also.
And like Earthbound, right?
Yeah.
Like the Predator movies, like the first
here.
Two. Yeah, they come here and then like Danny Glover's got to fight him off with like an alien boomerang.
Right,
Okay.
Of course.
Has anyone ever done Aliens versus Predators versus Planet of the Apes?
Whoa.
I don't
know.
I mean,
maybe on AO3.
Those poor apes would be.
They're already they can ride horses. Already. They're pretty fucked, dude.
Wait a minute. They're riding horses. They're fucked.
No, then they're Then we would get an alien that's birthed out of an ape. Yeah. As well. That would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. And we might have predator horses.
Paul is not impressed.
There was
predator horses.
Predators on a horse. Maybe that's like the new snakes on a plane. I'm tired of these motherfucking predators on this motherfucking horse.
Wait, there's on this one horse?
Yeah, just one horse. And a bunch of predators. It's like six of them all riding one horse together. There was an Alien versus Predator versus Judge Dredd comic series.
Oh, yeah, like, interesting. I do love Judge Dredd.
The first issue of it was cool, but then it kind of sputtered out.
Yeah. I never saw the Carl Urban Judge Dredd, but I heard it was incredible.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
It was good.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it. Did you see the other one?
Sly?
The Sly one?
Yeah. I mean,
we just smiled.
It's not the worst thing that ever existed.
It's not.
I do get confused with Demolition Man in my mind.
They're similar.
Which one is the one where they like Taco Bell? That's Demolition
Man. That's
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man, I think, is a super funny movie.
I think it's very funny. I think, is it just called, it's called Judge Dredd, right? The Sly one?
Because
the other one's Dredd.
Yeah,
that's right.
Judge Dredd is very like, weird, like they don't know what tone they're going for. Like parts of it were like, it's funny, but it's like not. Like it was very weird.
Yeah, well, that's a little bit of like the 80s, 90s horror thing that Colin is talking about.
Yes, it's like, what is the tone here?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, you don't know if you're sincerely like cheering on the like muscle dudes in the jungles fighting Predator or if like there's some irony in there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you know that it's dumb or do you just like it anyway?
Yeah, it is a little confusing. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Interesting, interesting.
So we're talking killer ships.
Yeah.
Killer ships.
Colin, yeah. I know you said before that you were excited about your killer ship.
I'm very excited. I think, so I don't want to overhype it, but I think you guys may not yell at me for this.
Okay.
One.
Okay, great.
Sock it to us.
We'll see. We'll see. So my ship involves two young ladies who are, from a very young age, manipulated by an evil Russian government who wants to use them to their own ends. And I'm talking about Elizabeth Jennings from The Americans and the Black Widow, Natasha Romanoff.
2 weeks in a row of Black Widow ships.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Is that dope?
That is dope.
Because, like, so they're both Russian spies. They're both kind of, like, taken from, their childhood was taken from them by the Russian government, and they're made into these, like, super soldier killer women and sent to America to, like, fuck shit up. Natasha defects, and she becomes an Avenger, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm picturing this as, like, a side story, kind of like a Black Widow solo book, you know? And she's on mission, and all of a sudden there's, like, this mysterious, like, sexy Russian spy in a trench coat, like trying to get her, because Elizabeth is very like hardcore Mother Russia. She will never defect. She will die before she betrays her country.
Uh-huh.
And then I think they're like doing the whole cat and mouse thing, chasing each other, spy versus spy. And then when it comes down to it, boom, like just like sexy combat, and they can't deny it.
Well, and Elizabeth is like 20 years older too.
True. You might have to do a time warp.
Oh,
or
no,
you could
I
just
like
do,
it. I'm into this. I'm just adding color.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is not a complaint. This is just like, because Natasha at that point would be like
in the
80s.
How old would Natasha be in the 80s?
I'm like, being very generous, and she's in her 20s, so it isn't creepy.
Well, and like, we'll it's hard to say because the character dates back to the 60s. So.
Right.
I mean, I guess you could decide. What
I do like them being 20s and 40s, and I like also... I'm sorry, I'm forgetting Carrie Russell's character's name. What is it?
Elizabeth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could see Elizabeth like seeing Natasha's desire to defect as like, oh, that's really cute. Like, I've been there before. Mm-hmm. I've lived this life.
Right, because of her husband, Philip. He's like
Mr. Honeypot.
Yeah.
So she sees like a youthful like. So almost innocence in a time that like she's
I don't think so. She actually really gets upset when people talk about defecting and like sometimes threatens to kill them,
but
and
ultimately
turn them into the KGB.
So she's there
already
to
out
stop
to kill
her,
this person.
But then
right.
Ultimately
she can't because
she can't. And then Natasha thinks that she broke free,
mm-hmm.
but the truth is
Elizabeth let her go.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, dang.
So she really owes everything to Elizabeth.
Right.
She doesn't know it.
And I want, because, you know, America being the greatest country in the world with no flaws whatsoever.
Sure.
Well, that's what it was in the 80s.
Yeah. During Reagan's reign. Yeah.
Yep, oh, man. Just say no. Baby.
There's a president never made a mistake.
Mm-hmm. But what was I going to say? Oh, so eventually I want, Black Widow to bring her over and like maybe become like involved with S.H.I.E.L.D. or the Avengers or something like that. Whoa. And actually defect, because then they could be together like long term.
But do you think that requires them to exist in the Marvel universe, where it is clear that there are threats bigger and more, like that at some point you're like, Loki's charging in with an army of Chitauri warriors, we can't really worry about.
But if it's a Black Widow side journey,
oh I see,
then she would deal with regular spy shit. Like, okay. Sometimes, like, Frank Castle would show up, and you'd be like, okay.
I don't think Elizabeth would... I think Elizabeth would need... I think, like, what Patrick's saying is true, that Elizabeth would need the bigger thing, or a direct threat on her children.
Right. Because
I think that's all... And I have not seen every episode of The American, so maybe at some point she kills both of her children, and I missed that.
I
but
didn't see that
episode. My understanding
either.
Is that her loyalties are, like, Russia, and then... this love for her children that she didn't know, whatever, like her family actually is quite important to her, mm-hmm. even though she got assigned her husband. And
right.
But her children like are very important. Right. So, like, I think if her children were at stake, she would step up. I don't know that she would defect for the love of a redhead.
True. I also think you could get a really good, like, kind of sad ending story to it, too, where, like, let's say there is a bigger threat, right? And mm-hmm. she's like, so then they're working together. And at the end of it, like, Natasha's like, see, like, it is.
This is what happens when we work together.
Yeah. And Elizabeth?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth is like says something like, yeah, but it can't be like this always.
Mm-hmm. And then Natasha sends her plane tickets from Moscow to DC. And she's like, this is an open ticket. You can come anytime you want. And every Sunday at 7 p.m.,
she goes
Natasha
to the airport.
Goes to the airport. And then one day she goes to the airport. And standing there with a boutonniere that's like shaped like a sickle is the Winter Soldier I'm making in my ship for last year.
Wow! I can't believe you did that. What a long con. You're one of the. You're in the USSR.
Ryan is KGB.
Yes.
Oh my god. Wow, that's good.
So that's my killer show.
That's good. That's
my
killer show. You did a great job.
We won't yell at you about this right now.
Awesome. Love it. That's all I'm ever striving for.
Currently not being yelled at.
Yes.
By my friends.
Kelly, Patrick? Did you have...
Oh.
Ryan, do you have a killer show?
I do.
Oh, shit. Wow. Here's the thing. Colin is becoming too powerful. We have to crush him. Ryan, what ship do you have?
I couldn't remember if I've talked about this before, but I don't think so, because I think it probably was my killer ship last time we had a personal conversation about killers. I'm going to talk about Veronica Sawyer and JD from Heathers. If you're not familiar with the plot of Heathers, is in a heightened universe. It's set in the 80s contemporaneously, but it was a heightened high school universe where the most popular girls are so cruel, and Veronica, who hangs out with a group of the most popular girls who are all named Heather, and her new boyfriend JD start killing all the Heathers one by one. I'm overstating it. They don't kill that many Heathers, but the first, whatever. They start killing the most popular kids in school to kind of right the wrongs and redo the balance of power.
In high school.
Okay. And JD is this, like, which, of course, juvenile delinquent. That's why they named him that. It's ridiculous. But he comes to school and he's like way too cool for everyone. So like mm-hmm. Veronica's always been too smart to hang out with her friends, but she likes the power that being in the most popular, like
yeah.
if you're going to be somewhere, be the most popular crew because you can have the power.
And she's very open about like hating her friends to their face.
Yes. I mean, some of her friends more than others.
Yes.
but yeah, so she meets this guy and he like wears a trench coat. And this is all before school shootings.
Yeah.
Oh, when trench coats could still be cool?
No, just like it didn't have,
before they were so nefarious.
Right. Well, it didn't have the same implicate. Like now if someone showed up in a teen drama or a teen show about that, you'd be like, oh, I'm worried about that person doing that.
Sure. I'm being told to look out for this character. Right.
Whereas this guy was just like so cool. And he shows up and he like doesn't believe, he doesn't like play into her bullshit games. And then he pulls a gun on a rude guy and makes him pee his pants. And then
these are people that you ship together.
Okay. But then JD is the one who's like, let's,
I don't know if I've ever been more disappointed.
They go in me.
Wow. I'm still with you. I'm still with you, buddy.
Maybe
it's
need
a very
like the context.
Also, we've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let me step back.
It's a very heightened world.
Right.
Yeah. She's had a very, she's lived a very suburban existence.
Uh huh.
The things that she sets her sights on, she knows are bullshit, facile goals, but they're like all that she sees around her. Her parents are like as flat as pancakes. Her best friends, all they talk about is parties. She like, this guy like tries to date rape her. She's like having not a great time. Then this guy shows up and he sees her and sees also that she's full of shit, which no one else sees. Everyone else just kind of accepts what's on the surface. And he's like, hey, you're full of shit. And she's like, that's rude. And he's like, yeah, you want to get a Slurpee? And she's like, yes. So they drink a lot of Slurpees. They have sex at the croquet pool, at the croquet, what do you call it, field?
Yeah, I think field. I don't know.
Just so long as they don't go back to his van.
No, he doesn't have a van. He's rich. Oh, yeah. Then I'll tell you that part.
That's the thing.
JD is completely full of shit as well. Oh, he is also full of shit. And
he's the most facade of all of the characters.
Yes. It's very...
it's a very nihilistic movie.
It's nihilistic and very heightened. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing should be taken as, like, real.
Sure.
And so the two of them essentially demolish the most popular kids in school.
Right.
And it's, like, yeah, it's very, like, dark and nihilistic. But it's also that like, rush of...
So is Veronica...
Of, like, righting universal wrongs? Or?
But also, like, nothing matters, so let's, like... Let's fuck. Let's like enjoy life and do what we can because there's no meaning to any of this.
It's a movie that when you see when you're like 17, you're like, oh, fuck, this is like how we should all be living. Because
like Fight Club, too, where there's an age where you're like, but this makes sense to me.
I think it's less.
Because Fight Club is super gross on the... Or not, yeah. It's
if you explain it just in like, there are these people who are like in this
club.
Yeah,
I feel bad because I feel like I haven't explained it to you properly.
It's okay, and it might just be something that like the tone is important enough that
it's very sharp and funny.
That's my curiousness. Are you shipping JD and Veronica? Because the movie does not.
Well, I ship them in the context of the film.
They're like so, killing like, and having like their high
essentially
times.
She's finally doing something with her life.
Right.
Now, what she's doing is murdering her classmates. Mm-hmm. And
to be fair, the assignment was killers' shits. So.
Yes. And I guess to me, it's a more like relatable, enjoyable ship to watch than like a Natural Born Killers.
Sure.
No judgment on people who love Natural Born Killers. But like that's not for me.
That's more grounded.
It's too real. Whereas this is super heightened. Like, because even if I'm saying killing classmates, I'm not actually down with that.
Like, don't actually do
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
But like watching Heather drink what she thinks is a hangover concoction and then like choke on it and then fall into her glass coffee table and shatter it, like that is fucking delightful.
Still a movie.
Yeah, I she just think chokes on corn
it's
nuts.
It's a pretty stylized movie.
It's like, very it's stylized.
Like I don't, heightened describes it perfectly, but like if you haven't seen it, you're not.
Yeah.
Seeing it. Like, it's very...
Oh,
it's,
and totally it's like just see it. It's great.
You don't, you don't have to keep selling it to me. Okay. Like, I get there's
like
an element
Colin
of it
I'm
missing.
Understand why
I don't ship it, but the thing is, the final... I don't ship it because her final stage of her character arc is rejecting JD. Because he's just as much fucking bullshit as all the suburban assholes.
But she's sitting there on that hill watching her date try to tip a cow, and he shows up, and he's like... Right. Our love is God. Want to get a slushy. That's what I ship.
That's how
I ship him showing up,
sort
of rescuing her from a shitty date that she knew she didn't shouldn't go on anyway because she doesn't even like these fuckers. And him being like, yeah, no, you and me, like, we're a team. That's what I'm into.
Okay.
And then, yeah, she grows out of him, but don't we all grow out of each
grows
other?
Grows out of him and kills his ass.
Grow out of each other?
I mean, halfway there with you guys.
Yeah. We're there. We will get there.
I will say personally, though, I detest Christian Slater's face.
Really?
Oh, okay.
I do not like
him. You don't? Not even in Broken Arrow?
I don't like him in anything. Wait, what's Broken Arrow?
It's a different movie.
I'd say one of Howie Long's finer films.
I would say it is. It is sort of like, it's, you know how we talked about how like Fast and Furious and Point Break have a similar plot?
Yes.
Yes.
She knows that. Yes.
Yes.
Like, you seem like you don't.
No, sorry. I just, like, there was a notification on my computer.
It's in that family.
Okay.
But it's about a missing nuclear missile.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And Christian Slater. John Travolta and Christian Slater. And Samantha Mathis.
There's just something punchable about his face to me.
I think that's right. He's always like,
he's even really if he's a smarmy piece
he's
of
a
shit.
He's a smarmy piece of shit, but
yeah.
Even without a Winona smirk Ryder on his face, he's still smirking.
That. Yeah, she does want that.
He's the asshole that when you're 16, you think is like a cool idea.
For sure. And for that character, it's amazing casting.
Oh, he's the exact, there's no one else who could play that part.
Yeah, totally.
That's probably
why
the Heathers reboot on TV didn't work.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. And they made all of the Heathers into non-white, non-binary characters, but still had them be like the oppressive, mean, shitty people.
And then killed them?
Track.
No.
And killed some of them?
Yeah.
Oh.
But like they were trying, I think they were trying to be
like more inclusive.
More inclusive by not having them be.
Right. Wait, what was this? It was the what?
It was on Paramount TV, but it was a TV reboot.
That's
of the show.
Right. Huh.
But it just like, it didn't make, I mean, it can make sense. Like you can be non-binary and a shithead, but
it's not part of like the same power structure.
No, yeah. It like creates a false idea of a power structure. And then who's the audience for the show?
It's kind
of
like when you see
oppressed white people. Like who fucking cares?
Well, no, it's like when you see a street gang on TV and there's like people, like multiple people of different genders, race and like identity, like all mm-hmm. hanging out and like being street toughs together.
Yeah.
It's just something like that's not how the real world works. And so when you see it, it's like, is this correct?
Yeah, for that's how I feel, unless it's like completely far in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or if like it's contemporaneous
with
our time.
I buy it in the Foot Soldiers.
I don't know Foot Soldiers.
From
but
Ninja
I buy
Turtles.
It in like, oh.
It's also just a general term for.
That's why I was like, huh?
Soldiers.
Is it?
Yeah,
Foot Soldiers. I mean, it's
like infantry.
The Foot is what you were
specifically
referring to.
The foot clan.
The Foot Clan.
There you go. I was like, Foot Soldiers. Okay, yeah, the Foot Clan. Okay, cool.
Hey, you got a killer?
Yeah. So
you're just sweeping.
Thank you.
I think your neighbor is sanding something on this wall.
Sanding.
It sounds like it's downstairs to me.
Oh, okay. They believe that they're killers. They are not. They are the three women from 9 to 5. And that is.
Wait, you. Whoa.
I ship them. Maybe not. Romantically,
okay.
Maybe I do. I don't know. I just love their friendship a lot.
Help me out. So it's Lily Tomlin, Dolly Parton,
and Jane Fonda.
Yes,
not very Jane Fonda-ish part.
Right. So like Dora Lee is played by Dolly Parton. Judy is played by Jane Fonda, mm-hmm. and Violet is played by
Lily Tomlin. Lily Tomlin and Dolly Parton are absolutely playing to type.
100%. Completely.
So, like, imagine Dolly Parton. She has a shitty husband.
Right.
No, she has a good husband. Dolly Parton has a good husband.
Her husband.
No, he loves her.
Okay.
But, no, he's good.
Okay.
He's good.
I'm remembering her, like, waking up in the morning. The song's playing. She's in, like, a hotel.
No.
Her song? 9 to 5?
Yeah, no. So the
God, it's a great fucking song.
So the song, or the movie opens with the song.
Yeah.
And it's just different people getting to work.
Right.
And the husband is great. He's nice and kind and, like, supports her in every way.
Okay.
The person that sucks is the boss, obviously.
Well, yeah.
Mr. Hart.
Boss sucks.
Who? So have you seen the movie before?
It's been a super long time, so I don't actually remember.
Okay. You should watch it. It's very good.
Yeah.
So Dolly Parton is, works at the, is it, they're all three secretaries.
Yeah.
Lily Tomlin's character has been passed over for a promotion many times because she's a woman. And Mr. Hart is a misogynist asshole. Dolly Parton works for him. Everybody thinks that because she has big tits and big hair,
right.
that she's sleeping with the boss. She's not. But they just think that. But he treats her like shit and like kind of harasses her. And like
he knocks shit off his desk so she'll bend over.
Yeah, it's gross. He'll like buy her gifts and stuff. It's just not great.
Sure. So he's feeding into that narrative as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah. No,
oh,
he's
he
like
wants
telling
everyone
people.
To think
he
that.
Tells people that she sleeps with him and she doesn't know that. And then the new person that comes into the workplace is Jane Fonda's character, Judy. And
she's very timid.
Very timid. Very like, oh, well, gosh, like that kind of attitude. Mm-hmm. Basically, the sugar box looks very similar to a rat poison box. the boss keeps making Lily Tomlin's character, who it's not her job to make him coffee. She accidentally pours rat poison into his into his cup.
Gordon Ramsay would have a thing or two to say about this setup.
Yeah. They keep both of them on the counter. Not
oh,
great.
I remember. Okay. I was like, what?
Then she he has the cup. They don't know if he drinks it or not, but they hear like a sound come in. He's laying on the ground. Turns out his chair's like fucked up and he fell over and bonked his head, but they think he's dead. He gets taken to the hospital. They're like listening in. It just so happens that also in the hospital, a different guy has died in the same ER.
Sure.
From rat poison?
From, I think he was poisoned or something. It was like mob guys.
Yeah.
Coincidentally has the exact same name.
It's an 80s movie.
It's an 80s movie. It's an 80s movie.
I love it.
And they're like, oh, fuck, we killed him.
Yeah, yeah,
so they're trying to like hide his body throughout the movie. It's very funny.
And Would they take him out of the hospital and try to hide his body?
They take the wrong body in a body bag out of the hospital, put him in the trunk, and then they're like freaking out.
Well, and then he goes home.
He's fine. He goes home.
Because he just bonked his head.
He bonked his head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can cover from
and
a head bonk.
He has a wife.
He has a wife who he cheats on.
Yeah. He's the worst. And then eventually they realize he's alive and then they keep him hostage.
So the ship is the three of them together?
Yeah.
Yeah. They go from like people who don't know each other. And Lily Tomlin is judging Dolly Parton hard at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
sure,
she
sure,
is
sure.
not.
Because she's buying into that.
Well, yes. She has internalized misogyny.
Right. And because her getting passed over for the promotion all the time, it's like, well, here's. Because I don't act like this woman, I can't. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And poor Dolly eats lunch alone. Like, nobody sits with her at lunch. Like, she and she's so nice.
And she's very Dolly Parton.
She's very Dolly.
She's so sweet.
So then there's like a really fun scene where they all get high and then they talk about how they would kill Mr. Hart. And then it happens the next day.
Yeah.
Not great. But it's just like them through these hijinks. I like seeing them go from what do? We don't know what to do to then being empowered. They start like, because they hold him hostage in the house, they just pretend he's always out of the office and sign papers in his name and improve the workspace for the better.
Oh, that's awesome.
And like, it's great.
It's
and
fantastic.
The three of them, like with their three different dynamics of like a cowgirlish type girl who's just like sweet and all fun, the kind of nebbish one who's like, learns how to have fun, and then the like, kind of sassy, wry, like, no nonsense woman, and just them bringing out the strength in each other. I love that. That's one of my favorite movies.
It's such a good movie.
It's weird, but it's good.
That sounds dope.
I mean, it's very 80s. It's like Weekend at Bernie's. Like, you have to like just accept
just to
the
buy
premise,
the conceit,
and then you can enjoy the movie.
Yeah,
sure, sure, sure.
Also, they don't actually kill anyone. So
no, I mean, they do hold him hot. Like, they do commit crimes.
They like buy a BDSM harness and strap him in there and lock him in there.
Yep.
But, so he's having the time of his fucking
life. He's having
life.
A great time.
He's just pretending.
Okay, I don't know if you guys remember the 80s. He is being controlled by women.
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
He is not enjoying that.
He's not into it.
Or
he's
if
not
he into is, it. He can't like, admit that he is.
I don't know if you remember the 80s.
Right.
So it doesn't feel as good.
Exactly. It's not under his terms.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. He's not in charge.
Yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
And it's also just like kidnapping.
Which is a whole thing.
Yes.
Anyway, I like the three of them.
That's awesome. Good. I love it. I ship it.
All right, we got some.
Okay, so I assume that was not the song.
Oh, and mine was
9
to 5. The song was.
Right. No. Yeah. So my killer ship. Do you guys know the Rufus Wainwright song Tulsa? It's off Release the Stars, I believe.
No.
So it is a song about spending a night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with Brendan Flowers of The Killers. And them going around and just like signing autographs and like meeting people and like trying to go to an antique shop, but like not being able to get in because it's closed because it's late at night. it's really like trite and just like
this is an autobiographical tune.
Well, so it's an autobiographical tune for Rufus Wainwright, but
not for you. You didn't
not for
write
me,
it
because right exactly.
It's like, well, this is a self-portrait, not of me, but of Van Gogh.
That's right.
So it's a self-portrait for him, but he painted it, so that makes sense.
Right. So obviously these guys don't actually have a relationship, and the song is like, you know, a sort of imagination of like what.
Oh, they're not real friends.
No, they are real friends, but like what a like night on the town for them would be.
So
like
Rufus Wainwright wrote self insert fic in his song.
Yeah,
yes.
With his actual self-insert fic.
Yes, as wait, a song this is exact- that I ship.
Wait. Okay, I'm reading the lyrics right now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear the lyrics.
Okay, I don't know how the song goes at all.
That's fine.
Do it as like Vincent Price or something.
You taste of potato chips in the morning. Your face has the Marlon Brando club calling. And who would have thought that I'd owe it all to Tulsa? And that fat guy with the green shirt that we both signed together. Once he hears the song, won't live it down forever. That's so mean. This fat shamed a guy. Your suit was the
lightest
thing.
He's just identifying the guy.
Since you know who, I feel that savior I have mentioned, maybe you. And who would have thought that I'd owe it all to Tulsa? And that poor girl who waited in the rain for hours to meet me. Not you, baby. Once she hears that song, won't live it down completely. And I owe it all to Tulsa, Oklahoma. This is just a reminder of the antique shop that I want to go back to and visit when it's open in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Just in case you don't appreciate this song about you.
Wait, but they're not IRL friends. They are
that's
friends.
So
they're
weird.
They're friends, but they didn't experience this together.
That's weird.
That's my understanding.
That is.
Could you imagine Rufus so Wainwright? Like,
okay,
hey,
okay.
Hey, man, I kind of wrote these lyrics. Do you mind if I like run them by you real quick?
Can you say? Cool, dude. Well, okay. So
there's the little bit about like the savior I mentioned might be you. Yeah. I think that's a reference to Gay Messiah, which is off of Want 2. I think he is also hinting that like maybe this is the second song he's written about Brandon Flowers.
Oh.
Is it okay if you are both famous people to write self-insert fic and publish it? Because, like, you know that it's not real. Because you've done some modicum of
research. But I don't know. I have read that it's not. It's based on, like, they hung out a little bit and then, like, Rufus spun it out into, like, a magical night in Tulsa.
That's so fun.
I don't know if it's weird. That would weird me out. Because
There is definitely like a bit of weird to it, but the fact that it exists in the universe and I haven't heard like, oh yeah, and Brendan Flowers hates it.
But here's the thing: it's the only classy response is not to say anything.
Sure.
If you did hate it, what do you can't
have
say
they done
anything.
This as a duet ever?
That would be has Brendan Flowers ever done it at a Killer show acoustically? That's how you know he approves. Until he does that.
Oh yeah, acoustic version. Has he done an unplugged?
There could be a Killer song about Rufus Wainwright. I would never know.
Mr. Brightside.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.